The Hagois Mordechai asks the following kasha. We learn in the Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, we don't do smicha on Shalmei Chagiga. Why? According to one pshat, because we don't have to have the smicha takef to the shechita. It doesn't have to be part of the same experience. So do it yesterday. Why do it on Yom Tov? And therefore, we don't allow it to be done on Yom Tov. As Rashi explains, smicha involves leaning on the animal, which is an issa d'rabbanan. Asks that Hagois Mordechai, ein shvus b'midosh. We know that generally Chacham suspended the Yisuri d'Rabbanan pertaining to Shabbos and Yom Tov in the Mikdash. So what's wrong with doing smicha on a carbon on Yom Tov? He answers, that only applies to a carbon tzibur, as opposed to a Shalmei Chagiga, which is a carbon yachid, to which we do apply the halachos of Shavuos, and therefore you cannot be soymich on the carbon unnecessarily. The Turi Evan suggests another pshat. He says perhaps here it's not necessary, it's not needed. So maybe in a case where it is needed, where there's no other option, you would say in Shavuos v'Migdash even to a carbon yachid. But here we're speaking where he could have done it yesterday. Could be a shama, you could do the smicha the day before. Since this is really no need, there's no justification for suspension of a shvus even in the Mikdash. But then he says it doesn't work because you remember the story that we had in the Gemara where he brought the carbon to the Azara on Yom Tov and he was challenged by the other Talmud. What are you doing bringing a carbon? What's the smicha all about? Now here, it was after the fact, it was already Yom Tov. There's another option. So why don't we apply Ein Shvus B'Migdash in this case? So the Turi Evan says apparently it's not dependent upon other options or lack of. Rather, he says like this. The reason why we don't allow smicha on Shalmei Chagiga according to Beis Shammai is because according to them, the smicha isn't really part and parcel of the Akrovas HaKarbon. You see, you can do it yesterday. So it doesn't have a din of a Migdash activity. He says, since it could be done yesterday, that indicates that it's not really part of the Akrova, and therefore it could be done outside the Azara too. And Ein Shvus B'Migdash only applies to activities that are meant to take place within the Beis HaMikdash, that are required to take place in the Migdash. Ein Shvus B'Migdash. But a smicha, which technically can take place outside the Migdash, says it to Re'evan, you can't apply the halacha of Ein Shvus B'Migdash to that, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, in this case, we don't allow smicha on Yom Tov. Sfasema suggests another pshat. Ein Shvus B'Migdash applies to Kohanim. We rely on their expertise, on their zehirus, and their zrizus, Kohanim's zrizunheim, so we suspend the halachos of Shvus. But when it comes to smicha, which is being performed by the owner, the Balaam, who's Yisrael, in that case, we don't say Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Continuing along in the Gemara, we have a story with Hillel HaZaken, who's confronted by the other Talmud, and he very gently avoided the topic. He says, this is just a shlamim, nothing to worry about. And Rashi says, this was an expression of anava, humility, mirevan v'sonusa shel Hillel. This was a great expression of the anava of Hillel, who is mishanim b'nei Hashalom to keep the peace. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that because of that, it appeared like Hillel was acquiescing, he was being maskim to the other Shita, and it almost generated the wrong halacha to be established, because they were going to be kivei halacha like Shammai, until Bavim Buta came along, and he orchestrated that the psak halacha should be in accordance with Beis Hillel. So, on the surface, it would appear that Hillel's anava, his humility, was almost did him in. It was a sort of a liability. And he almost lost out the halacha, but somehow Bavim Buta came along and saved the day. But if you look at the Gemara elsewhere speaks about the personality, so to speak, of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara says that really Beis Shammai were mechadet tfei. They were sharper. They were intellectually superior to Hillel, to Beis Hillel. So really, the halacha should follow Beis Shammai. Why then did the Baskel come out and rule according to Beis Hillel, meant to follow Beis Hillel all along? It says the Gemara, because they were anavim. Because of the midas anava, they were superior in their midas, in their character traits. And that carries more weight and has more value then intellectual supremacy. So it's an astounding thing. We're speaking about Torah, which is Chachma. You would think sharpness of mind, depth, analytical ability carries the day. Says the more it's not so. Why was Bezhilel Zoicha to be Koivei Halacha Kamoisan L'Dere Deres? Because of the Anova, because of the Midas Toivis. When they would present the Halacha, they would first relate to Shammai's words, and then their own words. It's an expression of Kavod and Midas Toivis. So actually, his Anova, which almost seemed to do him in this case, was actually not a liability at all. It was actually the cause that brought about, generated this concept of Halacha Kabeis Hillel. And as Hashem orchestrated that, Bava Mbuta came along and he channeled things, he directed things in that direction. Halacha was established in accordance with Hillel and Beis Hillel. One point towards the end of the Gemara, a very interesting point. The Gemara speaks about Dorim and Davos. He not meant to bring them on Yantav. But if he was Oiver, he did bring it. He did the Shechita. What do you do with the Dam? So Rabbah says, well, if you can be Mate Basal Achila, go ahead and be Zarek to Dam. Rabbah Baravuna says, even if you don't have the Basar element, you can do the Zrika to enable Haktoris Emurin. Now, there's a Kasha here. If you can't be Makhti the Emurin today, right, that's Pasha, you can only Makhti tonight. So, how can you eat the Basar? Rabbah says, you can do the Zrika to enable eating of the Basar. Well, we know that you can't eat Basar until you Makhti Emurin. So, it's a Kash 22. You're doing the Zrika to be Makhti the Basar, which you can't do unless you Makhti the Emurin, which only happened tonight. So some say, we're speaking, there's no Emurin here. In that case, you can eat the basa today, so the Zrika is Bimata de Achilas basa. But that doesn't really work, because the Gemara is looking for an afkamina between Rava, who says you can do the Zrika for the basa's sake, and Rabba, who says you can do it for the Emurin's sake, and the Gemara should have said a simple afkamina. Let's say you have the Emurin here. So they're here, you can't eat the basa, because you can't be Makti the Emurin today, so you can't eat the basa. So according to Rava in this case, you can't be Zaruk the Dam, because you're not able to eat the basa l'achila today. But so according to Rabba Rav Huna, you could be Zoyrek the Dam to be Makti the Emurin. So it appears that we're speaking, there is a Emurin here. So if that's the case, why according to Rava? Apparently that's not going to be the determinant factor whether or not they were there or not. So assuming they're here, how does it work? You have to wait for Haktoras Emurin to be Echel the Basar. How does Rav say, be Zarek the Dam to eat the Basar? You can't eat the Basar anyways today. So Ruchana Wasserman in Kovitz Shurim explains like this. This halacha that you can't have the Basar before you Zarek the Emurin, it's not an Isser Achila. Rather, it's a Din Hakdom. It's a question of priority. The Torah says, in the sequence of events, you're meant to follow the following order. First do the Haktoras Emurin, give the Mizbeach, what it deserves, so to speak, and then you have your Basar. But meaning, if you happen to eat the basar, it's not asr ba'achila. So, for instance, in this case where it's yomtiv and you can't be makti de emurin of a neder and a dava, so it's out of the equation. It's off the table. It's not reckoned with. If you have a choice, this or that, this comes first. But if you can't be makti de emurin today, in any case, then you don't have to count it in, count it into the equation. So we treat it as though there are no emurin here. All you have is basar. Okay, so back to square one. You could be zerk the dam to eat the basar. That explains Rav's Shita. Zerk sadam, amanas lahater basar ba'achila.